This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. There was never anything as wretched and wicked per Biden, if you will, than yesterday's very public hissy fit over the Supreme Court decision ruling against the University of North Carolina and Yale, or Harvard, rather, and their affirmative actions admissions policies. Folks, you don't know how many young people's lives this has screwed up. 4 decades of this crap has just screwed up. So much. The university system, really, as a result of it, shouldn't even exist today. And as a place where you go to actually acquire actual knowledge, it doesn't. Very few instances does it. We played that clip yesterday. That young woman who's on TikTok, or kicked off of TikTok, that was going like, the whole system is rigged for women. And it needs to stop. Well, the whole university system is rigged for women. And until yesterday, until the court went, it's you guys, hey, you guys are doing this so overtly. This has to end. Somebody made the observation that Ketanji Jackson, Atlanta Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor, the three Democrat-appointed women on the Supreme Court, are all there by virtue, or not virtue, by the vice of affirmative action. Ketanji Brown is specifically there as a result. She's on the court. She didn't just get into law school as a result of it. She's specifically on the court. She was a tick the box. You are this, you're black, you're female, you like pederasts, you're ill-educated, you are educated through an affirmative action grant, yep, put her on. The end result of this is what you see all around you today, which is a matriarchal society that is in full-blown collapse now. The center cannot hold. Did you print the story out the other day about we want a patriarchal, not a matriarchal society? I want to say, was it Crisis Magazine? No, I saw the headline.
It
didn't.
It was patriarchy versus matriarchy.
Patriarchy versus matriarchy.
There was another one 2 days before about why patriarchy is so important.
Yeah, why patriarchy is so important. I don't remember if it was. It was that Crisis. I remember that.
Yes.
Okay. I actually want to spend some time on this because I think this is impotent. Better try plain, use proper English. I am. It's impotent. If you play, if you go to Twitter,
don't.
At the King Dude, just don't what? Just don't go to Twitter. If you go to Twitter. There is, well, look, SC Iceman went and spent about a half an hour there commenting on my video that I posted. I got that from Ann Coulter. I had never seen that before. So the guy's name, this happened in 2015. If you want to see what affirmative action and what telling people that they're worthless pieces of, what was the slogan in the chat room earlier today, on a hot day, don't kick a fresh turd? Well, if you want to see the result of the fresh turds that have been dotted the entire educational or university landscape, watch that video. It's on my Twitter. It's from, do you need me to send you the link? Watch the video. Now, you can watch the highlight reel part. As a matter of fact, you could play it. It's only about a minute and a half long. It's a 15-minute long video. I do not recall this. And I was reading Ann Coulter this morning, and she was like, this is what affirmative action produced. And this is why yesterday's court decision will liberate, finally, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of young men from being told they're worthless pieces of poop that shouldn't be kicked on a hot day by men wearing boots. It is a confrontation between a Yale professor whose wife, there was a kerfluffle at Yale a couple
years ago. So we're sitting here telling you that you are being racist.
It shouldn't be a question as to whether you owe us an apology.
And empathy is not necessary for you to understand that you're wrong.
Let us tell you if you're being racist.
Okay, no.
Actually, hold on, that is actually how it works. Oh, you don't get a joy here.
I disagree.
It's not a debate.
Look at me.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
Look me in my face, first of all.
You never tried to know who I am.
Do not interrupt me.
Using the word hurt your feelings is not treating
you
like.
You wait until it is your turn.
Away
just
from
talk louder. Just
I'm doing my best.
You were disgusting.
So that was just a preview. And here's the caption. On November 5, 2015, a group of angry young Yale University students confronted Professor Nicholas Christakis. They were angry because of an email written by his wife, Erica Christakis, advocating free speech and criticizing the university's policy on Halloween costumes. This all started over Halloween costumes. This is how far-fetched, far-flung, and ridiculous this affirmative action nonsense has become. And these little petulant brats. Christakis was walking across the quad when he was confronted by a mob of affirmative action admitted petulant brat punks. And they began yelling at him. There was that one young black man again. Look at me. You look at me, white man.
Oh, I can get you to that point. Hold on.
Advocating free speech. This one email caused a week of angry protests and demands for their resignations. And then what happened was, is that there were various small clips of this. Because remember, back in 2015, smartphones weren't recording 30-minute-long crises. You were recording short clips, a minute or so. Someone, though, did actually show up with an actual video camera, and that guy never released the tape until yesterday, okay? So now the complete tape is out, and it shows for 15 minutes... They took turns. One little girl was going crying, going like, "Yo, why would you return my email?" Here is one of the highlights or lowlights here. This is a young...
That's not true. If you deny that, then what is the reason that you asked to be heard by me or anyone else?
That's the professor.
You're dying.
Professor, right now, look at me.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
Black bear. Do you understand? You and I are not the same person. We're humans. Great. Glad we understand that. But your experiences will never connect to mine. Empathy is not necessary for you to understand that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even if you don't feel what I feel ever, even if nobody's ever been racist to you, because they can't be racist to you, that doesn't mean
that
you can just act like you're not being racist.
And if you were to sit down with each of us, as you just suggested that you could,
to understand our experiences,
if you were to sit down with each of us, everyone here and many more students, to discuss our experiences so that you could better understand them, you would find that the message that you sent proclaiming that cultural appropriation on Halloween is totally permissible is hurtful. So, I mean, maybe people here are looking for you to just say sorry and not a more thorough.
I don't want to ignore her, by the way, so now the other guys are taking over. I want to come back to you.
You don't need to maintain the power in this situation.
Right.
Okay.
Somehow, some students need to hear from you that you're sorry. That
I am sorry that I hurt your feelings. And again, using the word hurt your feelings, not trivializing it. Okay. So unless someone gives me a different word,
why
so that
do you care so much?
I'm apologizing again. She says to me,
"I don't want
to
use the word pain."
No pain. I'm sorry I caused you pain. Yes, I'm willing to say that too.
It just goes on for half an hour. No matter what word he chooses, they go, "No, that's not good enough." Well, I apologize. No, you didn't. okay, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Don't you talk about my feelings. You can't know my feelings. This is a mob. This is Lord of the Flies with people who have taken baths. Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, this gives me all the reason to get rid of the affirmative action or whatever from the universities. They need to be there based on merit, because these kids are stupid. They obviously are there because of the color of their skin.
Yes, and their gender. Now, I want to take you back to the first episode, the first episode of Economics As If Families Mattered. So I had forwarded an email from a very young listener who had heard me talking about G.K. Chesterton and Hilary Belloc in the book Economics for Helen and the distributist movement of the late 1920s and early 1930s. And had errantly concluded that because he knew that Belloc or that Chesterton was a Fabian socialist, that then and Belloc, I forget what his disqualification was, that because of those two things, nothing those two aged old white guys could ever write or could say would be acceptable. That we need another source. We can't use that one because of this. And I am not picking on the letter writer. And you know, he knows who he is. Probably listening. I'm not talking about you, dude. Because Commander Sharp came on. He goes like, well, first of all, I want to talk about this letter. And then he goes, where does the young person think they get off with just outright a priori dismissing someone who is a part of literary history and someone who was also their elder, just so flippantly because, well, we're young and we have questions, and because you don't tick a box, you're disqualified. This cannot possibly be part of any sort of an intellectual civilizational tradition. As Commander Sharp pointed out, he goes, we got to deal with this first. These young people need to learn to sit down and shut up.
They need to learn their place.
You need to learn your place. You are here to be educated. You are not here to overturn the tradition that has brought you here. You're certainly not even here to question it. Well, that's what you just heard. You heard young people have very little education, no manners whatsoever, no respect for their elders at all, no respect for someone who is in a position of authority. You will respect my authority over them. And instead of being empowered, they have been empowered, falsely empowered by government and civic institutions at every level, that because of the color that they are and because of the gender and the year in which they were born, they were entitled to something. Well, you know what? If you give someone things like that and they don't have to earn them, they don't appreciate them. And it does not benefit them in the manner in which the people that are doing the giving, who are forcing the surrender of things, think that they are. That is evident.